Fans, we are back, and as an infuriated Sam Mattis exits the arena, let me just say that this next match, this match that was booked and created by our brand new general manager, Rick Righteous, makes me completely sick to my stomach. I mean, it's bad enough that Righteous is going to take advantage of Ross when the man clearly is not himself, but to book him in a blindfold match, well, that's just not necessary. I mean, if Righteous can book any match that he wants, what's to stop him from handcuffing Lee Reel's hands behind his back and putting the world title on the line in a sanctions match? I mean, you know what? I just better shut up because I don't want to give this idiot any more ideas. Rick Righteous, you're dishing out a ton of BS to the guys on this roster. And trust me when I say, in 2 months, you're going to be locked inside a steel cage with every single one of them. And you know what? Paybacks are just like Sasha on that special day of the month. They're a bitch, Rick. With that said, let's go to the ring.
Ladies and gentlemen, it is at this time that Mr. Rick Righteous asks that you all stand and bow your heads in a moment of silence out of respect for the WWA Savior and Messiah.
Listen to this advice and accept instruction, that you may gain wisdom for the future. Many are the plans in the minds of a man, but what is the purpose of the Messiah? That will be established. Alas, Rick Righteous has arisen.
Well, the lights have gone out and they've filled the arena right now with darkness as the Ovaltron is activated, and guess what? We have no choice but to endure the latest highlight video of one Rick Righteous. With the darkness continuing to consume the arena, there he is, and listen to this deafening cry of disapproval for the general manager. Staring into a hostile crowd and looking cocky and as confident as only the Messiah Rick Righteous can, Righteous steps down the rampway wearing an all-white sequin-made robe. The pyrotechnics are accompanying him as he makes his way down through the fans and down the ramp, and I don't see how Chris Ross is going to stand a chance against this guy. As expected, Righteous has called for the microphone, so let's hear what the general manager has to say.
Bow your heads in respect and admiration and in prayer to your Messiah, Rick Righteous. Our Savior and Messiah, Rick Righteous. Oh, how I love you and how I need you. Come into my heart and bless me, my family, my home, and my friends in your most holy name. Deliver us from the boredom and the hypocrites that is most of the WEWA roster. Spare us from having to watch and listen to frauds like Daryl Resolve, who is neither the future nor the present, but the past. Deliver us from the cerebrally challenged Mike Morris, whose only bout with true greatness is when you, O Messiah, delivered a blow upside his head with your own righteous hands. Spare us from Derek Parks, whose only cheap shot is that he has sex with the resident whore of the WEWA, Sarah Richards. We ask that you please put the rest of the roster masquerading as wrestlers in the WEWA. We ask all of these things in the name of the General Manager, Savior, Messiah, Amen.
Ladies and gentlemen, we request at this time that you all do an act of appreciation and get back on your knees and bow while I introduce to you our first competitor. Standing 6'5" tall and weighing in tonight at 287 pounds of chiseled steel and sex appeal, he hails from Los Angeles, California, and claims to be the most decorated champion in professional wrestling history, a former World Tag Team, World Television International, and multi-time e-wrestling.org World Heavyweight Champion. He broke the records and currently holds the one for the longest World Heavyweight title reign in WWE history. The Alpha and Omega of wrestling, who doesn't like you and says he doesn't need you. The man whom everything revolves around. Introducing to you the one and only true messiah of professional wrestling. Give it up for the one, the only, Mr. Rick Righteous!
Mr. Rick Righteous, you've got to be kidding me! I'm not calling that idiot Mr. No, Mr. Righteous? No, 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 sir, I didn't say that. No, sir, of course I will. Yes, sir, yes, yes. The time for yesing and knowing is over, because down the island, tearing the buttons off his dress shirt and leaving it behind is Chris Ross, who has heard enough from Rick Righteous. Diving into the ring with his dress shoes still on, Ross looks like a madman in there. On, and now charging towards Righteous, the former world champion fails at exiting the ring. He's demanding now that the referee put the blindfold on Ross before ringing the bell. Fans, I don't believe this, but Chris Ross appears to be so hell-bent on getting his hands on Rick Righteous that he's actually going to agree to these stipulations. Who would have thought? I thought Ross was just going to come in here with a coconut, maybe smash it over his head, grab a steel chair, bite it off. I don't know what. I thought he was going to go nuts. But with the blindfold now on, here comes Rick Righteous back into the ring, and I'm not sure if I can even watch this. Here, look at Righteous. He's sneaking up from behind Ross, who's trying to find his way in the dark. Righteous latches on a tight waist lock from behind, and arching back. Oh, the general manager just dumped the big Hawaiian right the hell onto the back of his head, and Righteous isn't letting go. He's pulling Ross back up to his feet, and damn! Oh my god, a second German suplex connects, and he's gonna do it again! Come on, referee, stop the match before Chris Ross seriously gets injured! With Ross groggy and unable to see Rick Righteous pull him to his feet, he's hoisting him up into the torture rack, and look at Righteous bending Ross in bow and arrow position across his massive shoulders. Ross cries out in pain, but there's nothing he can do. Up to the side with a fireman's carry goes Ross, and look at this. Rick Righteous is now leaning through the ropes, and he's asking sexy Sasha to wipe the sweat from his forehead. Come on, Righteous, just get in the ring and get it over with. Stop with the showboating. Turning back into the ring, Righteous calls out for Ross to get to his feet, and staggering in the direction of the general manager's voice, Righteous steps into a pinpoint super kick. Back goes Chris Ross's head, and I think Ross just lost a tooth. Righteous isn't letting up and yanking Ross back off the canvas by his hair. He tosses his opponent into the ropes with a hard Irish whip. Here comes Ross on the rebound, and oh! Massive ring shaking power slam rattles a big Hawaiian spine, and this one is over. One, two, Righteous pulls Ross off the canvas, and folks, unfortunately, this one's going to continue. I'm not saying Ross can defeat Righteous if this was a fair fight, but I have to say this about Chris Ross. For someone who rides the bottom of every show more often than not, you would think that when he gets in the ring with a quality opponent like this, no matter what the stipulations, against a marquee wrestler here in the WWE, that he would turn it up a notch or two. Call it a choke, call it a lack of confidence. But in my opinion, Chris Ross simply doesn't have the talent it takes to be a premier superstar in the sport of professional wrestling, let alone in WWE. Off the canvas and into the corner with the thud goes Ross. And stumbling out, Righteous gets into position. Oh, wipe out! Righteous just wiped out Ross, and here's the press. One, two, Righteous picks him up once again, folks, and this match is going to continue. What are you doing, Rick? Come on. Oh, no. He's placing Ross over the wall. Oh, did you just see Sasha slap Ross right across the face? Come on, referee. This is getting ridiculous. Righteous with a clubbing forearm to the side of his opponent's head and turning Ross in towards the wall. Great move, stunner connects, and this one's academic. One, two, three. Thank God this one's over, folks, before Chris Ross was killed. Oh, my God. Yeah, Righteous, big man. You just beat a guy who's blindfolded. Unbelievable.
Ladies and gentlemen, your winner of the contest by pinfall, the Messiah, Rick Righteous!
Hey! Hey, wait a minute! Hey, Kiki, what are you doing? Fan Sexy Sasha and Rick Righteous's trainer, Kiki, have broke apart our steel stairs right in front of me, and now they're pushing one of the sections through the ropes and into the... Oh, come on, Rick! Why do you have to be such a dick? You already beat the man half to death! Oh, my... Candace Hoffman could have beat him in this match! What? No, I'm not giving you my... Hey! Fans, Kiki has just taken my chair, and he's now handing it to Rick Righteous... And inside the ring, Righteous has now placed Chris Ross's head on the steel stairs in sacrifice position. Oh, my God, no. Oh, my God, no. No. Folks, no, Rick. Rick, you'll kill him. Oh, he just pushed the referee down through the ropes and out of the ring. And Righteous now raises the weapon of extreme over his head. Oh, my God! Righteous just pounded Ross's head with the steel chair, crushing it against the steel stairs. And Chris Ross is gushing blood all over the place. The blood is now streaming through what appears to be a broken artery in the forehead of Chris Ross. And Jesus Christ, folks, Chris Ross is twitching. Sasha hands Righteous a spray cannon. Oh, come on, Rick. Don't do that. Oh, Righteous is now spray painting a yellow streak down the back of Chris Ross. And folks, this is the worst beating I have ever seen Chris Ross take in a WWE ring. Tossing the dented chair to the side. Righteous looks like he wants a... What's he saying? He's saying he wants Lee Real. Lee Real isn't coming out, Righteous. Get out of the ring. Get out. Thank God, Rick Righteous is now exiting the ring, and as our medical team rushes down into the squared circle to assist a blood-covered Chris Ross, I'm not sure if we're ever going to see Chris Ross back in action again. Folks, I know this. Chris Ross is cut bad. He needs hospital attention right now. His head, his skull might be fractured. And in my professional opinion, Chris Ross is not coming back to WWE anytime soon. From the opening of the show, only 90 minutes ago, we've seen wrestlers pile-driven through tables. We have seen wrestlers attack with paperweights. We have seen falls from 20 and 25 feet in the air. Shovels, steel chairs, weapons that have all been present on tonight's show, including a section of the steel stairs. But folks, nothing, and I mean nothing, comes close to the pool of blood that Chris Ross is now leaving in the ring. Folks, Chris Ross needs help. Micah, get in there. Somebody help Chris Ross.